four.
One day there will be a fourth microphone. I think microphone.
Four is a good intro.
I think Jin is a crazy name to name Jin? A character in a video yeah. game.
Yeah, but when you type it into the keyboard, it's the keystrokes to draw number four.
Yeah, but that's cool, but there's other connotations to the word.
Why are you stroking your keys?
Yeah, why are you stroking your keys?
That was just a cool little fact.
Would you stroke Alicia Keys? You reckon?
Who's that again? Oh, it's a singer. Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome back. It is the new year.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. I think the while has been justified, maybe. Yeah.
The TV show, The While.
Yeah. Fuck. This will be the whole episode.
What's justified?
Ryan has work in about 50-something minutes. So this will be... this
Well,
won't
I
be
need
a
to be gone
episode.
In 30.
Yeah, so this will be a quick episode.
40.
You like?
No,
the, you
no
like
I've got to be
punctual?
There early.
Wait.
No.
Do you show up to work 10
no,
minutes
I don't
early
think
and
I
then
do.
Make you start 10 minutes early?
No, because I've got to do stuff.
At work? Yeah.
At what, paid things? Or
Yeah, I get paid for it.
Doesn't sound like it. Slave labor. What's the...
Slave wages. Getting paid like a slave might.
What's the theme of today? Or like...
Theme?
The notes.
Today's Monday.
Today's a public holiday.
I don't have any notes written down. That doesn't mean I'm bad at the job. I got back. We got Nihonga.
I think it's weird that just because the Queen's dead, they just changed the public holiday.
Well, yeah, they just came. It's the King's birthday. Yeah, but don't we like not? We don't even celebrate it on the birthday anyway.
No, it's like move because they were like, yeah. There's too
they
many
holidays.
They move
it to a convenient day.
Yeah.
Oh, first time ever this year, I have gotten the public holiday off from my job, so I can enjoy my 4-day long holiday. Don't.
Oh.
You're gonna have to remember which microphone that is now.
In my.
No, it'll wash out. It'll wash out.
That was just in my ears.
What's in everyone's ears?
Riley's fart ASMR.
Yeah. I'm like you, listener. I've got earphones in.
You like Ulysses? Is that what you said?
Oh, new
I'm
listener
like
drop.
You, listener.
You remember when we talked about Tim being a listener?
Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
The yep, hit
Tim
NBA player.
Tim Duncan listens. So, coincidentally, the episode where we talked about that, the whole Twins' family was listening in the car.
Yeah, I've been told.
You haven't told? I got told about it, and Wendy wasn't happy.
Because we didn't say hi to Wendy.
No, oh, her
when,
name's oh, Wendy.
A,
no.
When a Wendy joke came into my head. No, I've refrained. Wait, so you didn't say hi to... You said hi to Tim,
but
well, not
Wendy.
I didn't
Wendy. Know Wendy listened. And then Wendy also didn't like that Kimber was listening. And that Kimber didn't get a shout
isn't
out
isn't that
either.
A gun?
It is a gun.
it, no, isn't a
Kimber... Wait, so Wendy had that... No, a Kimbo
no,
is
Kimber
two.
No, Kimber is a kind of
yeah,
gun.
Yeah, Kimber
a
is a
Kimbo is two guns.
Wait, so Wendy got that strap on her. Whoa.
Anyway, if this coincidentally is an episode where you're listening again, Wendy, don't mind any of Riley's jokes. He's not normally
no,
here.
not that kind of strap on. Like a.
You're not.
I mean, you could, Wendy. You could.
No, I know. But
hey, no shame, no harm, no foul.
Yeah. So remember, if you know us and you say that you listen, you get a shout out. So think about that. Think about that for a while.
Yeah, chew on that.
Yeah.
I hate this.
So now Ryan is the only one who hasn't gone to Japan because I've been to Japan and
Riley
has.
Ryan's really racist. He's only been to white countries.
True, actually. Actually, true.
Name the countries you've been to and think about
how
white.
Don't they have an immigrant problem in the UK?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Abu Dhabi.
Okay, but that was there for a layover. It's not like you were there visiting.
Been there.
Wait, does it mean I've been to Malaysia?
I never said you.
And the layover was more than a day.
No one is talking about you.
Oh, I'm saying like, does a layover count as going somewhere?
Because oh, if you
wait, how
leave
long were you in Dubai for?
Like 3 hours.
Actually, there for 17.
Did you leave the? Oh, you definitely left the airport then.
Did Ashley. You leave the airport? Oh my groin.
No. That's good. I'm happy. I'm happy.
Actually,
you're in right
fuck
now.
All of this. Fuck all of this. Riley is currently sitting on
yes
a gift from Ryan's workplace.
Yeah, he's
probably the best gif ever. It's a hammock.
So it's yeah. a hammock and it's got a stand. It's great. Been getting a lot of use. I fell out of it on Saturday
yeah.
night.
Yeah, he
Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty.
Fall into it. I don't think he was in it to begin with.
Yeah, just, I don't think I got into it. I think I just went past it.
You had to sit on it and then spun out of it immediately.
Yeah, I had a little bit to drink. It hurt.
It was like the Yogi Bear scene when he just like constantly spins in a circle.
Yeah.
If you did that, oh, but. We didn't get it on video anyway.
Would have been a Looney Tunes.
Yeah. We could put you on funniest home videos or whatever the fuck. They still do that.
Why do you think they call it a hammock? Like
It's oh, you want to get into the etymology?
Dialectally. What part?
Can we look it up?
Yeah, I mean, go ahead, but it's like
it'll be based off like some word.
Yeah, it'll be how.
But like it's like Latin. It's like lazy.
Why would
Latin.
They call?
How do you say lazy?
You know, how Latin, do you say lazy? Is that, are you
in Latin? What if it's humble? Ooh, that could be cooking.
I feel like it's something to do ham mock.
No, it has to do with two trees.
Okay,
stop it.
The word hammock comes from the Spanish word hamaca, which originates from the Taino.
Yeah, we'll skip Taino Falls in Maui. We'll skip that
of
one.
Of the Caribbean, where hammocker refers to a fishnet.
So
essentially, the early
to do
design
trees.
Of a hammock was the first hammocks woven from the bark of a hammock tree.
Oh, I was about to say, if you got in a hammock and it was made out of a fishnet, that would hurt.
All of that first part was just mumbo jumbo. It's just from the tree.
I just read you the fucking sentence that came up.
Wait. How did they make a hammock out of a tree?
Because
from the bark.
From the bark of the tree.
Oh, right.
From the bark of the hammock
that
tree that they
lot.
Made to use hammocker nets. And then the first iteration of the hammock used the hammocker net.
Do you know the net? That would hurt.
I feel like fishnets were a lot more different back then than they are now.
Yeah, I feel like you could...
Like goth girls wear them, so it wouldn't hurt that much.
Imagine your whole weight on a net, though.
You ain't seen me in fishnets.
Have you been
Do you want
in
me
fishnets
to?
Before?
No, I haven't.
You say it like it happens regularly.
Imagine that, the hair
Wendy
poking through.
Wendy gets
to
see it.
No, she doesn't.
Wendy visual. Put that on for size.
If you fall back and break...
If I break the hammock?
No,
the hammock
you'll break this as well. You're
no,
gonna
no,
rip,
it'll
you're gonna
be
break
like,
the whole sound system.
You know how people fall in the pool and they have their hands sticking out like Terminator to get, like
I
the
don't
phone?
Think there's enough distance. Don't test the distance.
The distance
I hate
by...
the things you've been saying.
Toro Moi.
Damn.
And Flume.
Damn.
Banger. Speaking of banger songs, we just had Hottest 100. And what is everyone's thoughts on that?
It's better than the past 2 years.
I saw a headline that said Billie Eilish broke the Hilltop Hoods' record.
Yeah, she's got the most. She got like 8 songs from her most recent album on there.
Yeah.
Really?
And then she won
I saw
with
a
bad
guy who
guy.
Tweeted, is like, it's very telling how we were failing as a society when Chappell Roan, Billie Eilish, and this other female were the highest, had the most songs in it. I'm like, what is bro saying?
Bro's just misogynistic.
And it's crazy. It was just a good year for pop. Although I don't think the Billie Eilish album was a pop album.
It was very solemn. Solemn pop.
What would you call it?
I enjoyed it.
Grime.
It convinced me to listen to 360.
It's what's that bedroom shoegaze? No, it's not that either.
Fugazi. Benghazi.
Isn't that the
Yeah, but is bedroom pop meant to be depressing?
I thought bedroom pop was like Charlie XCX.
No, that one's no.
Isn't it? I thought Charlie XCX was bedroom pop.
Charlie X was like no, what the fuck? It's club it's EDM pop or something like that. It's EDM something.
EDP pop?
No.
Don't say that name.
It was just a good year for pop. I feel like it was also a good year for hip-hop. It was kind of just only a bad year for Ben.
It was
Ben didn't get any music
I
he
feel
liked.
Like every year should be a bad year for Ben.
Yeah. Only because last year so much truth. Of his...
I hate that guy.
No, yeah, but last year he had so
him
much
Carl.
Music.
Him and Carl can fight it out.
Was it the
dungeon?
Year before? Remember the Hottest 100 party where like a Ben... Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
No, is that not?
Where a Ben song would come on and we'd all like be like, ugh, and he'd be like, oh, yeah, this song, guys. Guys, this band's really cool and different.
Shut up, Ben.
No, it was Spacey Jane. It was the Spacey Jane
I
year.
Hate, Spacey Jane and Car Seat Headrest make me want to fucking strangle a baby. Like,
well, Car Seat Headrest is meant to make you want to kill yourself. It's meant to be depressing.
Hey, hasn't worked
I don't
on
know
ben
if
yet.
Spacey Jane... no, because
here.
He can just wallow in the...
Do you actually know that Tame Impala is one person? I feel like that's what Ben would bring up every time without fail.
No, because I think that joke has gone big enough. Wasn't it a meme on TikTok or something?
Everything's a meme on TikTok now.
TikTok doesn't exist. You know, TikTok is banned in American. Has it come back?
No, it came back literally
like
within
17 hours.
Yeah, it wasn't even a full day.
Oh, well, I don't use the app, so I wouldn't know.
It's very funny because people in Australia that I work with are like, oh no, we're going to lose TikTok. And I'm like, you do know this isn't America.
Yeah.
We still have
also
the thing.
They're leaving like the UN and like America are leaving the UN, the Paris Accord and all that.
Well, last time he was president, they didn't go to the G summit. Which was,
that's oh, you mean summit 1G? Like
Summit
the
1G?
Yeah,
will
yeah.
We be at the
yeah,
G
the environment
summit.
One?
Summit 1G.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I wanted to make a different joke.
I know.
About, so us, the being G's, about the, us being G's at the summit.
So the Joker's going to have a run head.
No, I got it. That's why I looked at you and I'm like, don't.
Summit 1G is a pro, CSGO pro, who Molotov'd himself. And now whenever you kill yourself in a video game, it's called the 1G.
Would you be caught on the world stage doing what Elon did?
No.
I don't think any stage.
It could be.
Maybe. Yeah. You catch me maybe at a childhood play.
Like I know that's old news now, and by the time I've edited it,
I don't find Hitler funny. I think what he did was a tragedy.
I never said
that. Yeah, you know what else was a tragedy? Those paintings, but they were fucking terrible. Who did he think he was?
No, if you're paying that poorly, I think you deserve to be a horrible person, but not that horrible.
Yeah, at least learn how to paint. Like, yeah. You have Bob Ross, you have Van Gogh, you have all these inspirations.
No, he was before all of them. He was before all of them.
Yeah, that was a joke.
He was definitely before Bob Ross.
He was not before Van Gogh.
I don't know.
Bob Ross.
I feel like.
But he said Bob Ross and Van Gogh.
Have you seen Doctor Who? Van Gogh went to the future. So technically.
and Doctor Strange.
And that he didn't want to kill himself. I've seen that episode.
What?
Because I've seen that clip. He takes him to see all his paintings and he sees all his artwork and how it made people feel. And then he realizes that maybe life's not so bad. And
because when Van Gogh was around and he was doing his art.
Bro, no one gave a fuck about his paintings.
Yeah, but he was also a very depressed guy in general. His life was miserable, wasn't it?
No, he kind of brought most of it on himself.
Oh, no, I'm thinking about a different old...
I don't think he was particularly
author.
Happy.
I'm thinking of an author.
Oh, you're thinking of Charles Dickens. Shit.
Nope. A different one.
Oscar Wilde.
That is a writer.
Nope, a different one.
Churchill Downs.
I couldn't remember. It was on a YouTube video
Oscar
I watched.
Oscar Wilde?
Oscar Wilde is well and truly dead and he is an author.
No, yeah, an author, not a painter.
No, I started talking about authors.
Yeah, we were talking about authors.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking
about authors. It was
like the guy that pulled the sword out of the stone, King Arthur.
I wish I was as awake as
Riley. Oh, I wish
Riley
I had a gun
is.
Right now. You know the gun from Bullet Train that blows up in his head? I wish I had that.
All right, we just watched Bullet Train. Very good movie. I don't watch very many movies, but I make sure I watch good ones, and that was a good movie.
It was like...
Don't look at me like
that.
It
wasn't pretentious.
No. Like I know what he's thinking. So I only watch ones that are heavily recommended to me by many peoples, and that was. Except... one of the people I regard highly for their shitty music taste told me it was bad, so I didn't watch it.
It's Ben.
Bruh.
I think if you say his name, it's like Beetlejuice. If you say it three times.
He's going to say it the third time.
Yeah.
Who will do it next?
Probably me.
You have to, yeah, definitely.
Probably, it'll be one of us for sure.
If I just can mention Ronald, I get away with it.
Can we say Ronald?
I don't know.
I don't think Ben plus Ronald is findable on a Google engine. I don't think they have a photo together. I think we're fine.
Do you reckon Ronald would put it all on black?
No, he hates gambling. You should know this.
No, but if you put a gun to his head and gave him a choice between red or black, do you reckon he's choosing black?
Doesn't everybody? Are there people who pick red on the roulette table? Like as their favorite?
I don't know.
Statistically,
if they pull the trigger, the inside of my head's going to be red, so...
But the tool that
trigger determines the inside of your head. I think it's always red. I think even the wall behind you would be painted red.
No, if he had that bone disease, he'd have blue blood.
So how
all
does your
blood
bones...
is blue before it touches air?
Because the bones make the blood.
All blood is blue.
Wait,
with your
you just
body
said bones
until it
make
air.
Blood?
When
so
it
how come
air,
skeletons
your blood
don't have blood?
Blood red, 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 blood everywhere.
Wait, red rum?
Wait, doesn't the bone marrow make
you
the blood?
You are so foul.
No, you only started burping and farting when we decided to record.
Because he stole one of the monsters from my fridge.
Yeah, it's because the monster is in my
He didn't even ask.
Yeah, but that shouldn't be making him fart.
Oh, I just had KFC. What do you think is going to come out of me? Not happiness and sunshine.
I'll save all my farts for the car ride home.
I feel like this is a good Corey adjudicator.
Yeah, this would be a stimming device.
Yeah.
Corey would be going crazy in that mic.
How many Corys? What's the weight rated? How many Corys can we put in that hammock?
One. Have you seen how big it is?
Anywho's.
The rating is quite high from what I know.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Could we both get in it? All 200 of us? Of kilograms?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
all 200 something kilograms of us?
Probably.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't particularly want to get in
that. It might be on that oversized box that came in or whatever you're trying to explain to me.
Yeah. Dude, these two were trying to... It was like a fucking Spanish person.
But he was asking
Russian,
such a...
And I said, what's the height of a box? And then he just said, do you mean width? No, motherfucker. I said height.
No, because when
and
he said length...
Because I gave you length. That, I think, gives the answer.
Okay, if
it
I
it was
have
long
a
in
box,
one direction.
So was Liam. Anyway, if I have a box that holds
is that
a golf
one
club,
that died recently.
Yes.
Okay.
If I have a box that holds a golf club, the height is determined. There's always a height and
no,
a width.
If you told me the length and you said, "Oh, the box was this long," I would assume that is the height if I put it on its side.
Okay,
yeah,
I feel
I
like
I don't want it on its other side. I want it on the height.
Why do you want it on its side?
No, okay, wait, hold on.
Why
in,
do you want
in
it?
These three measurements, the length is always the longest one.
What he right? said?
No, but then he told you the length.
No. So he gave me the length.
But he gave you the longest one.
And then he said, I said, what's the height? He said, flip it on its side.
That's correct.
But then what's the other side?
Then he did that.
No, he said this
with his hands.
So I have length, width, and height. Right, he's given me width, which is the thing with his hands.
Yeah, and he gave you the longest one.
Okay.
He gave you the third one, and you were too busy spazzing to...
So he gave me length and
did
width.
Did you not?
I'm sure he did.
Okay, well, this is what he said to me. He gave me length,
yes.
Right? He said this song. He then
why
gave me
width.
Why do
you care about the height of the box? That was not how the box was displayed. The box was displayed on its side with the measurements I gave you.
And then I said, what's the height? He said, turn the box and then the length is the height.
Because I don't know the height.
Just say that then. Why is all this kerfuffle? I wanted
you're being annoying
about it. I
wanted
three measurements and you gave
me
two.
Wait, but you gave him all three.
No, he only gave me two.
No,
he just
did.
Said move the box.
He said this, and then he said that was the width.
I gave you the circumference.
Whoa. There's no circles.
Yes, no, fair enough. I gave you the area.
Awesome. I'm not dividing anything to figure out the fucking height. I just wanted you to tell me what the straight answer.
But he did. He gave you the 2D area of it, and then he told you the thickness after.
Nuh-uh.
So he gave you three dimensions. He gave you 3D.
If he gave me three, why does height not matter?
I don't know.
I'm saying the height doesn't matter.
But he still gave you three.
No.
I've given
so
you.
Wrong. I wish I had a pen and paper to describe.
I've given
what
you
is in
the
my
size
head, right?
of the box.
I'm trying
there's
to
a,
just.
There's a paper.
Yeah,
I
know,
a
but
pen.
This is an
but
audio.
I've given you the size of the box.
This is an audio experience for them, so they can just imagine
He's
us arguing over
box.
This.
I've given you the size of it.
You gave him the whole size of the box.
No, see, he's double backing now.
Area.
He's double backing. He's.
In the
I swear
length.
He did. This is horrible. Can we move on from this?
I don't know
okay,
what you want.
I remember we a few episodes ago, talked about our albums of the year, but now the 2024 is dead and gone forever to the sands of time.
Mm-hmm.
Have any of them changed?
What did I say?
Melodic Blue by Baby Keem.
That didn't come out.
No, it didn't, but it was
no,
a good album.
Not. I believe what your answer last time was the Peggy one.
I think it might be now, which is, it's a crazy change, but, because GNX came out since
GNX
then.
GNX did come out.
But I would say, honestly, the Don Toliver album has grown on me a lot, and I listen to that a lot, so I would probably say that's album of the year for me.
I'm going to go Chromacopia.
Because that also came out.
Because that's all the one I've listened to probably the most out of all of them. Like it was, by American the way, Dream.
Post Malone came out that year, and...
So are did.
It's not my album.
Are you
so
growing as a
the
person?
Anderson Park album.
It's not my album of the year.
Are you growing as a person? Do you think? Do you
I
think
like
your taste
the album.
Is,
I think it's very good.
But do you think your taste
oh,
is expanding?
Oh, Balloonism also came out
it's
last
a
year.
Different,
no, it came out this year.
It's
so.
A different style to all his other albums. It's
that
a
is
different
true.
Style
yeah,
of music
wrong.
To what I'd usually listen to.
But that's not the question. Do you think you're growing as a person with your taste?
I think he is.
Not because I don't like the.
No. That's just a separate question.
Are you trying to get me to say I don't like Post Malone anymore? Like what's going on?
No. You
Wait, did
like
you
him.
Say your favorite was the Post Malone?
No, I said Chromacopia.
Oh, sorry. Yes, that's right.
Motherfucker, answer the question.
What was your question?
Wait, do you think you've grown as a person?
Yeah,
with
I
your
do.
Taste?
I think
okay.
my taste
yeah,
has
I
grown.
I think I have.
There you go. That's Jesus.
I think we all have.
Yeah, you haven't, Mitchell.
You fucking
still
put me on edge with the fucking box, man.
Mitchell, you're still like a Hoobastank, stank, bro.
That's crazy.
Damn.
I reckon if you were a music genre, Mitchell, you'd be, what's, scat? No. Scar.
Jazz.
Scar.
Scat.
Scat is
scat
poo.
Scat is jazz. No, scat is poo, but there's scat jazz.
No, but I was thinking of scar. Scar, like,
I'm not scar, like me.
You're
as
scar
a
band. Yeah. Do you reckon?
No.
Ryan, do you reckon he's a scar man?
Well, I don't know what scar is.
It's like a mixture of it's jazz like, and, like.
No, it's not. Isn't sure scar is. Like the screamy rock shit?
No way, bro. Let me look it up. But I'm.
Anyway, I think.
What's your album while I look it up?
Well, I went on a run and listened to it the other day, and it's the Peggy album still. It's a really good album for a run. You there.
For a run?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of his music is.
That's
like,
true.
Like, I just put it on the treadmill, and I just be going off.
I did my fastest 3K time the other day. It was like 18 or something like that.
Ska music, it originated in Jamaica in the late 50s.
rocksteady, and reggae. Combined elements of American jazz and blues with reggae.
All right, you got me there.
Boom. And that's how I think
it's not really jazz, but you... I was more wrong than you were.
It literally said jazz.
Wait, didn't it?
What the hell?
Fine. Did you say jazz?
Combined elements of Caribbean mento, aka reggae, with American jazz and rhythm and blues.
Oh, I omitted the word jazz out of my ears when you said it.
Yeah, you just didn't want to hear what you became.
That you were correct.
What anyway, do you reckon, I still don't think I...
Oh, wait, am I those things?
Do you reckon... Oh, you weren't even listening. You were zoned out.
No, I do agree with you.
I'm never sad. I'm not the blues.
Yeah. Blues don't have to be sad.
Blues is just like soulful.
Do you think... Oh, what's that? What's that guy? Not Vance Joy. Who's that really old guy? Fly me to the moon.
Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra.
That's the one. Do you think you're Frank Sinatra?
Oh, he does do blues, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I agree with Riley. I think, yeah, you can be very ecstatic.
See? Reggae and jazz combined, bro.
I am emotively present. Emotionally present.
Wait, so you emote?
I
emote. Is that your present?
I don't emote like
birthdays?
This guy did the other night, bro.
Yeah, true. The emotes were
that's
crazy. That
sped up video of you doing the wiggle into the shack, back into the wiggle was crazy.
It was like the Batman smoke bomb.
It was more Gronk Spike with the can.
What, with the Steve Harvey Lego head? Is that a niche reference that goes over your head?
Yeah. I don't know. It is hard
I think in like 2021.
Oh,
they're
no.
Like New Year's
no. Yes,
Day
and
celebration.
Gronk, yes,
and he
I have seen this,
Lego
yes.
Steve Harvey head.
For some reason, I thought you were still talking about Shaq. And I was like...
No, Gronk.
Yes,
the Gronk
no, I
Spike.
Do remember that now.
Mitchell, what do you think Ryan is in regards of music? Put that down.
Sorry, I was trying to say all the runners up make it really hard to pick a favorite album, but because there was just so much good. Musically, Ryan is fuck. That's hard.
Yeah, I know he's a
so mysterious.
The Jungle Book soundtrack.
That's not a genre, though. I feel like
fuck. Well, then
I get it though. You know.
Yeah.
How do you
the bare necessity? The bare necessity.
Okay,
you're vibing.
We'll do our best.
Whoa. That was ratherly close to a heil.
What did you... I did that.
No, we didn't even
do
that.
The degrees of a wave, like from the mono wave to... Whoa.
Actually, someone on Twitter was like... they had a video of Macron doing the same thing, but it was like...
Who?
Emmanuel Macron, the French one.
The French president.
Macaroon?
Yeah.
Like the food?
Yeah, his last name is Macron.
No, Cameroon, like the... Yeah,
oh,
Macaroon.
Like the country.
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
So you follow me now?
Yeah,
he was
you.
Doing basically the same thing, but the like, the rhythm about it was different. It wasn't as much of a hip-hop.
It also is like the amount of fingers you have out, right? Like, if you have all five...
I'm trying to remember how many he had out.
That's a... Whoa.
No, but it wasn't
if you have one,
like this.
That's
it
a
was,
point.
It was yeah. Like...
If you have
I think...
It was like he was trying to palm a basketball.
I think it's the vitriol he hit it with. Like
yeah.
He hit it with some feeling.
Yeah.
Because Macron did, and this motherfucker was like, you didn't get mad at Mr. Macron for doing it. And then everyone in the replies was roasting them. It's like, it's not the same. Because it was like...
I think... Because he's trying to say his heart goes out.
Yeah, but Macron did it correctly.
I feel like if you did it, it would be a lot more...
Yeah, he didn't say... Did he say those words when he did it? It was like before.
No, but that's what a bunch of people defending him said.
Have you seen the TikToks of them doing it? There's like white old American people in their bathroom with TikTok and they're doing the salute and they're saying, my heart goes out to you. They're just filming themselves do the high.
I feel like the my heart goes out to you, you wouldn't go that fast and hard and in like a straight, it's like you're ripping your heart out like Indiana Jones. See, like
that's,
that,
yeah,
where you tap
like
and
a,
you do it, but when you, yeah.
Kalima! Yeah, no, true. Like if he like you're, just did a singular tap, but that he like slammed his chest.
Do you think it's weird that in Indiana Jones and Kalima, he aims in the chest, not where the heart is?
Yeah,
it's like
maybe the CGI hadn't caught
like
up at that point.
Anatomically incorrect.
But they know what side
they had
the heart?
To do it in the middle. What?
Yeah, no, he was tweaking. Yeah, I understood what you were at. I reckon Ryan's bedroom pop.
Hmm.
Am I?
I don't know. Or country. Because it's like you get a bit of alcohol in you and then country sounds a bit different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when Ryan gets a bit of alcohol in him, oh
boy,
does he
emote
different.
Do I emote different?
He emotes differently on a bit of Henny.
Country? Okay. Country.
Do you know what I mean? Because you can have like Blake Shelton, country.
Yep.
And then you can have like Zach Bryant, country.
I'm picking pub rock.
Ooh, that's a good shout as well.
So I'm a divorced 40-year-old dad.
So leave me alone. I'm almost there's a young guy. So leave me alone.
What's the other one? It's like, Mum stole my tarts.
There's that. There's the British version of pub rock. There's the Outback Australia version of pub rock. There's genres within it. How can you fit them all?
Okay.
Do they call them pubs in America?
Bars. No, I didn't say America. I said Britain.
They call them saloons still, don't they?
What's Riley?
Actually, where's Yeek from? He calls it a pub. And I think he's from America.
What's Riley?
What's Yeek?
He has a song called Cleaner Air.
Awesome. That doesn't explain to me what Yeek he is.
Well, I thought you would have heard that song.
You stew on that information, eh?
Yeah, I'm going to figure it out. New Jersey. Why does he call it a pub if he's from America?
What's the name?
Maybe he's just used to other cultures.
There you go. That third song, Cleaner Air. It's a good song.
I don't know what I'm looking at. Oh, yeah, the middle one.
Yeah.
Not that guy. Wrong guy.
I can't even tell.
Do you know what is crazy? While you sit on that trying to figure out what genre I am, do you know the hit video game?
Oh, your backpack rap.
Oh, I kind of like that. But that I don't like that because you only found out what that was the other day because you...
No, but I still know what it was. No, I wanted a concrete definition from Urban Dictionary, which I already had a definition.
I want to go with melodic rap.
Like, give me a
melodic rap.
MF Doom type.
That's not...
Oh. Is that not melodic rap?
No. I kind of... Not really, but I kind of get what you're saying.
That's lyrical, old school beat.
Yeah, but
beat
it's like the beats for MF Doom are like very melodical. They're not...
Yeah.
They're not boom bap. Well, at least...
Nujabes is melodical. All of his
who
beats...
Who the hell is that? Am I right?
I know who Nujabes is.
He does too.
I was going to say...
You know, his name's an anagram. His name is Jun Seba, which can be arranged in a new Jibis. I can see the monkey in your fucking head trying to find the response.
No, because I'm scared every time I say something to him, he looks at me. And I'm
yeah,
gonna,
I know. He's gonna, he has a hamster in his head running a wheel trying to find ways to get at you.
Yeah, you might. Might be an anagram, but you're a sonogram. Boom. Do you know what they are? Do you know what a sonogram is?
No, I don't know what that is. Is it to do with sound waves?
More because...
I'm pretty sure it's sonogram...
Like the past couple of weeks, Riley has just said stuff.
Isn't sonogram the thing that they put on the baby belly bump?
No.
No. That's an ultrasound.
Ultrasound. Sonogram is...
Ben got one on his hair, on his... Not on his... Never mind. He said I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Wait, who? Who got what?
I'm not saying his last name. You can't get me to do it. Last one to crack... Nah, it's too late to put steaks on it.
Well, I'm not a barbecue. Why are you putting steaks on me?
See, I knew you were going to say that.
You know, it's funny.
No, yeah, fuck sonogram you. Is used on a baby. A sonogram, also known as an ultrasound. Eat my dick and balls.
Who? When was the last time it was called a sonogram?
Fucking.
Oh, wait, does the ultrasound create a sonogram? Is that what it is? Is the sonogram the picture?
No.
Do I look like a radiotherapist?
No, I think that makes sense, though, right? The ultrasound is
the silence is deafening.
No, he's thinking about it.
Yeah, he's thinking about how stupid you are. Idiot.
I would never think of that about you.
What?
Speaking of MF Doom, I've been listening to him a whole lot more. Like, just recently.
I need to get into that Victor Vaughn album.
Because we're going to Denzel and JPEG, like, it's just been Kenny Mason, Denzel, JPEG, and MF Doom on playlist.
I've been listening to Dua Lipa.
That's so bass.
I already did my Dua Lipa homework. I listened to that album, I think, 3 or 4 times.
I don't think you can ever do enough homework.
The rest of the albums, or just the one of the tours?
I reckon, because she's only going to play her hit songs and that album, right?
Yeah, and I know all the hit songs because they're in Kmart ads.
Yeah, you walk into any Coles or Target and you're going to hear her hit songs. Like, it's literally...
Mm. Ooh! I found out the other day the KFC song is a Charlie XCX song.
Yeah, did you? Yeah.
Well, KFC ad years ago was Dom Dolla.
I don't care. I love it.
Is that Charlie XCX?
But she did it live in Germany and she was singing, like, I don't care, I love it. She was saying it like...
That's actually in France.
I love it. No, it was in Germany.
No, the Louvre is in France.
Yeah, I know. So I don't know why she was saying it like that.
The monkey with the symbols is clapping. I love
it. She was saying it like that and getting all mad because...
Hey, just
because
it's French letters doesn't mean you can call them symbols, pal. Right? You need to stay out of this.
They have the same
anything
letters.
That isn't English?
Yeah, you should have saved that one for when we bring up the Japanese thing.
No, they don't.
The
they have little... above them, the letters.
Accents.
Do they?
Well, yeah, they have every other country has an accent, silly. You're walking right into these ones.
If I had any caffeine in me right now, I'd be the same
do you know the reason?
Because I'm thinking all these things as
no,
you're saying
them. Do you know the reason I'm so like on high octane?
Is because you have a white monster in you.
No, that, but it's also Ted Lasso has like done something to me. That show, he does so many puns and like so many...
Okay, we have like 4 minutes.
No, we don't. We have like 15. It's fine.
yeah, buddy, you are staying here. You can do 9 minutes. You can do it. Yeah, you can. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, I need to get changed.
But as I was saying before,
you can get changed and we'll face this way and then you can rejoin with us.
Are you going to take your underwear off?
Don't know.
You don't have underwear on?
No, I do.
Okay.
He's free balling. Do you know the hit video game player YouTuber? Hey, I'm not done. Because I was trying to say this before, but I've kind of leaned off. Do you know Vanos Gaming?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Mitchell looks like he knows. But he doesn't.
Yeah, he's the owl.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And he was friends with that one.
Mini lad.
Anyway, he does
music. Mini now. Lad!
Oh.
I just said it.
It has been so long since I've heard that name in any anything.
Were you 12 when you heard it last?
Girl. Yeah, and he showed me his Mini Lad.
On his Snapchat. On direct messages?
Yeah,
on,
he shares Discord. His Mini Lad with Mini Lads.
Oh my god.
I do remember someone saying that, yeah.
Come on.
What I'm trying to say is that he makes music now, and it's like actually not that bad.
What is it? What genre is it?
I don't know, but it like...
What?
Oh, I played it on accident. I tried to click on it.
Is it emo? That sounded angsty.
It sounded like rock, like kind of...
How do you see...
Punk? You see the genre?
Avant-garde. Is that a...
Oh, so it's alternative.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like that's the cover. It's called Spawn. But it's very different.
What name does he go by?
His real name.
Fuck, Avant-garde. Evan Fong. There was one of those bands I listened to where it's fucking weird. That's all. Like that whole genre is strange. I'm trying to remember.
Well, he does that. You got anything else?
It had to do with asbestos. The time.
Isn't it crazy they just leave asbestos in roofs now?
Yeah, but it's hard to get rid of it. That's the problem.
Yeah, but it's like, do you know what I mean? Like they were like, oh.
Well, because if it's not broken apart, it's not dangerous.
Yeah, but
imagine you're thrown through a wall and it's made of asbestos. Yeah.
Or even like there's like electricians and shit that fucking still have to work in roofs.
Oh,
and
it's also really expensive to get rid of.
Yeah, I know. That's what he just said. It's hard to fix.
No, like the expense. Oh, I said. Yeah, yeah, it's hard to get rid of. And
I said it's only dangerous.
To pay for someone to get rid of it, it's extremely expensive.
Yeah, because they can die.
Yeah.
As with anything.
One of the big families in town is an asbestos removal.
Are they Polynesian?
No.
Oh, you said big families.
No, big monetarily wise, they live on the hill. Big. Huh. And there's some bogan fucks.
Probably because they have cancer. Well, wait, that sounds weird. But as in, asbestos has gone into their brain.
Ah, like the cigarettes do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, wait, were there many people smoking in Japan when you went to Japan? Ryan's leaving to get naked behind us. Yeah, what I was going to say earlier is, you're not cock-shy at all. You aimed your
why
you
are you
aimed,
saying this when he can't defend
because
himself?
Because he aimed his dick at me the other night and I was looking down the barrel of the gun and then he giggled and shit.
Looking at the barrel of the gun.
And he got all... I had girl POV. Is that wrong?
Paul, what if he had... You can have guy POV.
No, as soon as I said the word girl, I was like, ah, shit. Guys Cox can do there. It too. Yeah.
Can they?
Yeah. You know gay people exist? Well, no, I just... You're cocooning. It's probably... Is it loud on the mic? I can't tell.
Oh, probably is.
Oh, yeah. Definitely brought up you doing that.
Oh, that's a lot of moving.
Since we don't have much time left, what's been your album of the week, Riley?
Oh.
What have you been spinning the heck out of?
I don't know about the whole album.
That's fine.
But after... And that was a good moan. After Hottest 100, Fontaines DC, that out. Starburster, the song. Oh, I'm playing it. Whoops. That has been very good. I think it's the Romance album. Why is he laughing? Why is he giggling?
Because he's got his mini lad out.
His mini lad. Album of the week.
Oh, Radiohead and Pink Floyd. No, that's experimental. No. Go on.
What are you? Are you saying avant-garde? Is that what you're trying to get at?
Yeah, I was trying to find that, but it just showed me experimental.
Okay, I'll have two. The first one is Taboo from Denzel Curry.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that might have already been said on this podcast before. And the second one is Brictionary, because I keep coming back to that.
Bubbles up every now and
Baldy James.
I've been coming up to the... What was the Rich Gaines one?
Oh, I don't know.
It was like drug music, dark street...
You're just saying nouns.
Drug traffic.
They're just literally just nouns. Permanent ink?
No, no, no.
It's murder during drug traffic.
Murder, that one, and balloonerism. Balloonerism has been very vibey to listen to.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Why do you like balloonerism? Is it because it's Mac's last album?
No, well, it's the first one I've properly fully listened to.
Wow.
I normally get halfway through Faces and then I fall asleep. Not in a bad way.
Faces? What the hell?
Wait, is it Faces?
The yellow album cover?
No, I don't fall asleep. I end up having to pause it to do something else and then I don't come back.
Swimming might be the one that you're
talking about. No, I haven't listened to Swimming yet.
Oh, Circles?
No, it is definitely Faces.
Oh my God.
I just keep getting distracted by something and not letting me finish it. I think it's happened 2 or 3 times. I don't know. I love the instrumentation of it, Balloon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's nothing to do with the attachment to it being Mac Miller. It's just... I can understand why it was too out there to release in 2014 and they didn't release it.
Why is this guy fucking breathing heavy? Holy.
He just gassed us with the Hitler gas out of the deodorant can.
Jesus Christ. He's just giggling in the corner.
He is just giggling.
It's a laughing joke by fucking Batman.
This is very odd.
What is odd?
Change for work.
You're an 03 baby, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew it.
What is it? Aren't you also?
Yeah, I am too. But just about... I'm like so young in the group that basically everyone is 02 compared to me.
Yeah, I'm just so young as well.
I'm not going to validate you by that,
bro. I don't like the way Ryan looked at me after he said that.
Yeah, because he does start... Do you start at 5?
Do you reckon it's weird people stick their tongue out and like bite onto it when they like really concentrate on doing something?
Shut up.
Ryan was doing that to put it...
I was still doing it. I don't know. Some people bite their boxing gloves when they're trying to focus. So like,
Mike Tyson only bites Mike his boxing Tyson gloves. Only.
No, surely there is another human coded the same way as him that does it too. Yeah. Surely.
No, but like,
a pit bull that chews on a tire, he chews on his boxing gloves.
Pit bulls usually chew on kids.
Oh, bulldog.
And say
Mr. 365.
Mr. Worldwide.
So you didn't hear it, but Ryan just made a pit bull joke as in the singer / songwriter / artist. Picture that with a Kodak.
I can't wait. Denzel live, Peggy live.
Should we picture them with a Kodak?
Yeah, we can. I'll bring mine with me.
I tried to ask Carl.
Actually, I don't know if I want to take my nice camera to the thing. I might just bring a disposable.
Convince Carl to steal his. Yeah, we should bring this. Like those like $20 disposable ones.
Yeah, I don't want to take my $200 camera to the mosh pit. Yeah.
And they print out better.
And then when Billy Woods ever comes back to Australia, we get to go because we're seeing Denzel.
How does that make sense?
We made a deal.
Did we?
I said, if Billy Woods comes, will you come with me to Australia to see Billy Wood? And you said, only if we go and see Denzel together.
Oh, I probably did say that.
No, you did say that.
Okay, but if it's within the start of next year, I can't.
That's fine.
Because I will be in New Zealand waters.
It's not like he's going to die like MF Doom.
I think you've just willed that into existence.
No,
I think you've William.
He strikes me as a man who will live forever. He's only like 30 or 40.
You'll have to believe that one.
Oh, wait, Doom won't live to be that old too.
We're 47.
Nah, 40 something. 42, 41, 42.
I feel like it's definitely higher than 42.
No. He died in like 2018, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2019, isn't it?
2020.
Peak of COVID, no?
Yeah, it was COVID. Fuck, it was. Yeah, it was 2020 on Halloween.
It was Halloween. Wait, MF Doom, death.
It was Halloween or close to it. You have to sign this ship off, bro.
Death date. That's
so sad.
Thank
you for listening.
2020, October 31. Oh. 49, age of death. Boom.
Yeah, well, Billy Woods has more in him. He's only like 30-ish, 40-ish.
I reckon Ryan can take more in him.
Just like him, I've got nothing left in me to give. Goodbye, everyone.
Is that your suicide note? Jesus
Christ. I'm saying goodbye.
By the way, secret bit. There was one episode before I went to Japan that I didn't get time to edit and release. That was the one before this one. It's not out yet.
Who ordered the Yappuccino?
Well, this is for the secret, for the people who listen to the end.
Hey, Wendy.
You're not in a rush.
I'm quite literally standing here because I am.
Wait, like a rush? Like the Black Ops 3?
Rush, like the song?
Like the Battlefield 3 game mode?
Harry.
Like the game mode in Battlefield 3?
From One Direction.